You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Not testing. Okay, we're on testing. We're not testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing. Testing. Testing.
We're not going to put anything out there personal. Bonnie doesn't want anything personal out there.
I just said it's like it's nice when you know it just it's there's a comforting feeling that nobody knows that much about you. You know, I read stuff online where it's like, well, she said this or she did that or he was doing this or he was doing that. It's like, ugh, who cares?
Happens.
You don't know about our lives.
That's what happens with
celebrities. They think they know about our lives. We're not celebrities. And they,
yes.
Okay. They think they know about our lives, you know, because they hear us on the radio or on these podcasts or whatever.
Well, Kaya Watson, the little 13-year-old that's, I think, 16 now, has based his life around our podcast.
What? Like?
I don't know. He said he's got him through the day. And, you know, I think he was an orphan or something. Or
were his parents?
What?
Were his parents?
No, but he was very... No, we're not his parents. He's not even... He's like Asian or something.
Oh, my God. Rich.
What?
Did you really think for a second I thought we were his parents?
No, his like... you know, make-believe parents, you were thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then why did you respond with... No, I think we would have known if we were his parents.
Well, I would have known. I know you were kidding. I was kidding. Are you weird? You don't get me when I'm kidding.
I wasn't kidding. I wasn't kidding.
What were you saying?
I saw a little clip of Tom Segura and Christina P today.
Yeah.
And they're both just on the same page laughing about the same thing. And I was like,
their podcast?
I was like, how can that be interesting?
What, their podcast?
Yes.
What was it a clip on?
I don't know. I don't remember now, but well, I just remember they were like, she would say something. No, neither one of them was like, shut up. Stop. Leave me alone.
Well, that's what they do. They get along. That's why they have great careers. You know, they're America's sweethearts. We're
Moshe and Natasha, they do a whole thing where they help other people's relationships. They do the opposite of what we do, where we get people to try to help us. They want couples to come to their show and then they give them like marital advice.
They've been married for 2 weeks.
It's a little longer than that, but yeah, I mean.
How long have you been married? 3 years, 4 years?
Must be like 6 years.
No.
Yes, because she has a baby old now.
So they've been married 4 years.
Okay, so say 4 years. Sure.
Okay.
I love, though, that you don't know. You have no idea, but you'll yell at me. Like,
you have no idea, and you'll say, I'm wrong.
No, I just said I don't know.
You said around 6 years, so you were saying you do know. And I'm saying 4 years.
Oh, God.
Or whatever. What, are you going to look it up?
Yeah.
How can you look it up? What are you going to look up?
Their wedding date.
Get out of here. They don't have... We're going to look that up on some kind of marriage license app or something.
There's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you. You think you could do everything. You're going to do it just to make me look wrong, but I'm going to be right, so I'll let you do it. Go ahead. Look it up. Then look up our little Asian kid that we all have. Not we own. That would be pretty fucked up
to say. October 2015, they got married.
Yeah, 4 years. 4 fucking years.
You said 2 years.
I said four
and I
years.
Said six, so we're both the same.
No, I did said four after that. You
started with...
I never said 2 years because you said the baby's 2 years old.
Started with 2 years.
I was a joke. I go, how long have you been married? 2 years. And
that was the joke part. Oh, God.
That was the funny part. Like, how long have you been married? 2 years. But I go, what? Around 4 years. And I'm right. Anyhow.
Try being married 22 like us.
Yep.
We're both joking. We both know. We both know we're joking. What is it, 13 or 14? They asked me on Stern Wrap Up and I didn't know.
I don't know. 14? I don't know.
You know, I do say this about marriage. And if someone said, that's not a very nice thing to say, but, you know, I say, oh, it could be worse.
Wow.
That's not a very romantic thing to say, but, you know, it is true.
Get, what are you doing?
He's not talking to me, folks, although he does talk to me like that. He's talking
well,
to
so,
a dog.
So Tom and Christina were getting along on their podcast.
You don't think that's a good way to...
Look at things. It could be worse.
Could be worse.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at things. Always could be worse.
Everybody wants the very best. Well, that's not going to happen.
You get what you get. You get what you
Someone
get.
Someone called today, I won't say who, but a mutual friend of ours, and he was like... worried that he's never going to find a girl. I said, Rich, can I tell the story that you...
I didn't pray I'd find a girl.
Did you
I?
Didn't? You told me that you prayed to God to bring you someone who didn't bug you.
Oh, I probably did that.
And then I showed up and no one bugs you more. So, who got the last laugh there?
Who? And you were talking to a comic that says he'll never find anybody?
Well,
I know
the last time I talked to him... I told him you're going to be alone forever. And he called back to say, do you really think I'm going to be alone forever?
I know who it is, but I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah, don't say his name. But Allie, relax. It's okay.
Does it rhyme with Mo?
I'm not telling. No.
Well, okay. So
it rhymes with no. No.
No, you're not telling?
Yeah. But anyway... because a lot of women bug him that he dates, apparently. I said, you know what? You just keep trading it in for new...
buggings.
New things and you don't like. You got to just find someone who doesn't bug you the most. Like, someone that you like to hang out. Like I said, like, I like watching movies with Rich. Like, you still make me laugh. I don't like going places with you or doing things with you because you're annoying.
Well, you bug me. I'll be standing there. She'll see me cooking.
Where's Allie?
She'll see me cooking. What? The dog's just sitting there. She would rather have the dog than me.
Yes. Don't say that. Of course I would.
Good.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Of course.
I have to come home, see the dog humping you.
Oh, my God. Is that what it comes down? Because it's certainly not about sex.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, maybe in the beginning, but...
We still have sex.
I'm saying it's not about sex.
I grabbed your breast yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, you do grope me a lot. Yeah, that's not something I would say is a plus.
Well, it's not a negative.
It is a negative.
Affection when
that's
you,
not showing affection.
When somebody
you don't
walks
look
by,
at my face, you're looking yes. at my boob. You're like this. It's like I have like turkey bacon on my boobs or something. You're like, and then you like put your hand under my shirt and squeeze or do whatever. And you don't look at me. You don't say.
I look at you all the time. I say,
no,
look
you're looking not at my face.
Yes, I am.
You Rich, you are not a listen. You are who you are. It could be worse, but you're not like, don't, please. This is the thing about you that I always say. Just at least know yourself.
I know myself.
No, you don't, because you think you're actually like.
Did I kiss your neck when I was grabbing your boobs, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I honestly had to go to like a safe place. Like my body split.
Good.
My mind split into different personalities in order to cope with what was going on.
That's all right. You can't walk down with an undershirt and no bra, and I see your fucking, you know, your nips and the brownness through your undershirt. That gets a guy excited.
What is she want?
I don't know. She's whatever's in the couch. I don't know. I don't care. I want to get through this podcast.
Well, as you get finish packing, whining through the whole thing.
She want. Well, then do something and get her figure it out. What's wrong with the dog? This week we're, I want to thank Jessica Curson, who was our marriage counselor on our last podcast that went up. I thought she was hilarious or very funny, you know, and how funny was Jessica Curson?
Jessica Curson Fantastic.
Very funny. Very funny. So thank you, Jessica Curson. There's something in the couch that she wants. Oh, this is really the worst. When I say it's a bad podcast, it's bad. Because I usually
actually talking about something interesting, but it's hard with you because we can only go down the road.
It's hard with you because you get keep getting up and walking away.
Okay,
it's not hard with me.
Yeah,
even
because I get a little far. I say, oh, but you're, you know, we're trying to have a discussion about, you know, what makes a, you know, a good spouse or whatever. Someone who doesn't bug you.
I'm a great spouse. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you think about it, I fix stuff around here. I do stuff for you. I do. I see, she walks away in the middle of it.
What does she want in here?
I don't know. It's look beneath the couch.
Oh.
What was it?
It's a little piece of her turkey she hid there.
Oh, what a... Really?
Okay, sorry. Look at her. So excited.
Oh, a piece of turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Anyhow, you couldn't have found someone better than me. Funny, supportive, mentally, physically, financially, every possible way I could support you, I support you. Brag about you. I'm gentle. And there you have it. So many good qualities. Who are you going to find? Some fucking little pothead or something that sits around, not creative and... You know, I walked past your bathroom and your shower curtain was down. Who put it right back up?
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, why didn't you put it up? You don't know how to put a shower curtain back up. You turn it and you put it up, but you leave it there.
Well, you know, now, you know the handyman.
You think I'm a handyman.
No, I just sitting there here listening to you go on about how great you are. And I said, you know what? Just let him. Fine. It's fine. And then the shower curtain thing. Oh, thank you. And then... You fucking dumb asshole. You can't put up a shower curtain. Okay. Well, don't do things for me. I didn't ask you to.
No, you did because every time it's been down, I've always put it up. You've never.
That is not true. That thing comes down all the time.
What?
Do you really think you did it every... Okay. See, this is what I'm talking about.
I've done it so many times.
It's like, I'll write these things down. I'll include them in the speech I give, your eulogy. All right, is that what you want? Whenever the shower curtain was down, he put it back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did. He was not a pothead. He was creative. Like.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, yeah. There you go. Get out of your hair when you're doing stuff at home. You know, work out. Try to stay in shape for you.
For me?
Yeah. Try to stay young looking for you.
Please don't say it's for me. Because it's not. It has nothing to do with me. If I wasn't here, you'd still be equally as insane as you are about.
I saw a guy I went to school with. And I haven't seen him in probably 40 years.
Wow.
And he looked like an old man. Like I remember him from school. Thick hair, whatever. And I was at a golf outing Monday. And I saw him there. I'm going, wait a second. It was like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
I go, do I look like an old man? If I looked at him, I go, that's an old man.
Right.
Do people look at me and go, that's an old man?
Well, I think they think you're certain age. I don't think they think of you as old looking.
Yeah. An old man.
Well, what do you think? They still think you're 35? I don't think people do that.
I kind of look like
I'm 40. Maybe in your 40s, late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look like an old man. Look at me.
You look good.
Yeah.
But what?
He was bent over.
Oh. Like
no hair. Not bent. I mean, just bad posture and lost his hair. He looked like an old man.
Hmm.
I'm going, wait a second. I'm older. Like I play golf with this guy. We were talking. I go, how old are you? He goes, like 59. He looked like I was 20 like years older
your father.
Than me.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you know. I always ask these guys their age on the course when they're mm-hmm. older just to see, you know. I don't know. I just don't feel their look is old, you know. I don't know. I mean, you don't look as old as you are at all.
I don't know if that's true, but.
No. Look, we were talking about it the other day. Like, my age, if I was single,
I would never go try to bang like 50-year-old women or 40. You know
what would you bang? 30s?
I don't probably
That's
nobody.
That's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting? 30's a woman. 35's a woman.
I know, but it's still like so much younger than you.
Well, it's not 21. That's creepy.
I agree, but.
Well, but I mean.
Why wouldn't you date someone your own age?
Oh, because I'm old.
But what if you met somebody who looked nice?
How many hot?
Are you hot?
Fuck yeah. Look at me. I'm in two girls at the.
Are you hot? Do you really think? Okay, so there's a 35-year-old woman there, and she has the choice to date you, 61-year-old man in good shape, hot, okay, or a hot 35-year-old guy. What do you think she's going to do? You don't have anything. Like, what are you offering these people that you think that you? I mean, that's like a bizarre.
Why is it
mindset
bizarre?
To be like, I.
Well, you picked the age 35. I didn't say it. What about 45?
You said this. I'm not going to date someone 50, 40 like that.
I didn't say 50, 40.
You did say, play back the tape. You said 40s.
No, I meant 50s.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Whatever. I'm just saying.
Can we play that back, please?
Maybe 43. Is that too young?
I mean, it's still pretty young, but it's fine.
43 is young?
I'm just saying a 43-year-old woman could get a 45-year-old man. What does she need with a 61-year-old man?
I wouldn't tell her my age.
What are you getting? What is she getting out of it? You would have to be nice for one thing.
In the beginning.
Okay.
What do you mean I have to be? I am nice. Nice to everybody. I mean, you know.
Do you honestly think, like, look, I have a high tolerance for negativity and abusive, verbal abusiveness.
Okay? I've never verbally abused. You every day from morning till night try to, don't make eye faces and face faces.
I'm just blinking.
You're just all day long yesterday. If you came down.
Yeah, because if I don't fucking. Keep my foot on your fucking neck. This place goes up in flames. I mean, it's insane how much, like, oh, I forgot. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, it's because somebody does all the work for you and then you just choose not to do it.
No.
So if I want you to participate a little bit in trying to maintain some kind of order in this house, then yeah.
Tell me to take smaller bites.
You take huge bites, and then I see you taking your finger and shoving the food back because you can't chew it properly.
That's not true.
So yeah, so when I'm sitting there watching that, I go, you know what? Hey, here's a simple fucking solution. Take smaller bites. I've only said it to you 60 fucking times. Oh, why? You still don't do it.
I have a small mouth. That's ridiculous.
You have a tiny mouth.
I don't have a tiny mouth.
You have a small mouth. Can you put your hand in your mouth?
Who can put their hand in their mouth?
Well, you have tiny hands.
Oh, that's real funny.
So I figured you could. Oh. No. Well, not with all those rings. Careful, you're going to cut yourself. There's just certain little things. You told me the other day that you were eating and you spit food onto someone's plate.
I wasn't eating. There was food still caught in my mouth from earlier.
Oh, that's a better story.
And I didn't.
Fine. Think about that. There's just chunks of food rolling around in your mouth hours after you've eaten.
No, it wasn't hours. It was like a couple of minutes later. It was. You know, a piece of whatever. It didn't go in her food. It went on her lip.
Oh, my God. Well, you'll have no problem. You're lucky. I'm not going to die. You're lucky. You don't have to worry about it. You can keep this fantasy alive.
What fantasy?
You think, I know you look in the mirror and like, if Bonnie wasn't here,
no.
I'd be out there getting it.
No.
I hate to break it to you.
What?
You won't. A friend of mine today said that he might be getting a divorce. And I go, if you're doing it because you think you're going to get laid, don't, because you're not. I had to be honest.
Who? Do I know the person?
Don't worry about that part. But I'm like the fucking truth teller to people. Sorry, no.
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah, but how many friends... Do all these guys talk to you about their relationships? Is that what? Who are you, dear fucking?
I don't know what's dear happening. Dear Anne, just happened today. Just as weird. I don't know. Maybe they like tough love. I don't have time for it. I don't fucking sit around and tell them to give me all the details. I go, shut up.
Because they're all hinting that, would you go out with me if this happens? That's what they're trying to set you up and fill you out.
Well, they got a clear NO today, both of them.
No, they're trying to feel you out. That's what, yeah, I can't find anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of leaving my husband and we would be perfect together.
Oh, really?
Because you always think there's something brighter. Do you always think the grass is greener on the other
Rich,
side?
Rich, I've made my bones.
You've okay. made your bones?
I don't know if that's a saying.
It's
but
not a saying. It's
I made my bed and I've moved my bones. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Listen, I'm in it for the long haul. There's yeah. no, I think I well. Just. It's
there it goes. Now we're starting up again.
No
it
learning
stopped
curve.
And started. Test.
Oh, my God.
There, it's going now.
Richard Voss, zero learning curve on the podcast.
It just stops on its own. It doesn't. It's not me.
Yeah, well, anyone normal, I'm sure it happens. They just.
Wait, hold on. One,
you're
two.
Like, you're like okay. one of those people that are like. Have dramas constantly. They're always late. It's never their fault. Things are always happening.
If a computer, if you're doing something and it just
it's
stops.
It's never your fault.
It's not.
It's
I didn't touch
fault.
Anything.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't touch anything. You don't know anything about this.
Do
I've been
you want
running.
Me to?
No.
I'll do
because
it.
Because you'll screw it up.
Oh my God.
You think you know stuff.
I don't know. That's the thing. I know when I don't know. You?
I know when I don't know.
No,
I
don't.
Admit. I admit.
No, you
it.
Don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
You do too.
You know what you don't know?
I
do you
don't
know what you don't know?
Yeah.
No.
Ask me a question. What?
You said you know what you don't know, but you don't.
I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when a computer just stops, what the fuck? The recording out of nowhere, boom, stops. I start it up again.
See, if I was married to someone else, I wouldn't have to do a podcast.
Yeah, you'd probably
trying to think of a positive now. I can't think of one, but you know the thing is, I wouldn't have to do a podcast. But
what
I can't think of a positive that you bring to the table.
That I bring to the table?
Yeah, but I also might not
laugh as
deep
much.
Belly laugh as much.
You might not.
I've given up everything for deep belly laughs once a day. I swear to God.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
That's how people say, you know, people make fun of it. Like girls look for a sense of humor and a guy, it's like a joke. No, we don't. We want big cocks. Okay. Get whatever you want in life. But I'm telling you,
I'm a decent
the cop. One thread that's held us together for all this time is the fact that you can make me laugh.
No, that's not true. I'm good at sex. I'm not. Well, you're going to not even answer that?
You just said I'm good at sex.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. And you're supposed to go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I'm not? So you think it's better other places? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay, there you're answering your own questions. Do I just have to not speak and you just do both parts?
No,
okay.
Well, what do you, you know, what the fuck?
Well, there is the like post game, which is draining. You know what you always like to do?
No, not much anymore. I really don't care as much. You know, I do every, you know, I'm pretty.
There's very little pregame.
We don't have time for that.
I mean, sometimes you'll go like this. You put your one finger, your index finger inside your fist, you know?
Yeah. For what?
That's how you let me know you want to have sex. Then. Yeah.
If we were, I'm just pretending we're both deaf.
You'd be like. We're stopping the show halfway to have sex. Then we stop the show halfway.
The movie, it's not a show. People, we're not at a fucking show. There's no one in our house. Oh, like a TV show? Or a movie?
I guess I just don't have to talk. You could do this all yourself.
Fucking unbelievable. You don't appreciate anything. Who called the dog place today? I did. I listen to their
I've I've called that place like 10 times for this.
Yeah, I called them today.
Don't. I'm so sad about it. I can't. I wish we weren't going to Moon Tower, honestly. 100% because of the dog situation.
Why didn't you bring the dog?
You made the flights.
Oh. Oh, you can't fly with a dog?
You can if you click the right button.
You got to pay, right?
I don't know. I've never clicked the button.
Why don't you get it? A note from the doctor say it's one of those dogs for you. You know.
But she wouldn't have fun there either because then she'd just be in a hotel all day and all
you
night.
You could take her. We were invited to the True TV barbecue. And it said vegan friendly. Did you see that?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I got an email, True TV barbecue.
Oh.
We were invited to Friday afternoon.
Cool.
We'll go. Bring Raina. It said vegan friendly. Vegans are welcome. So that means there's going to be, of course, they're going to have vegan food.
Vegans are welcome. And then they go, no, there's no vegan food. No, no, but you can stay. That's what we're saying. You can come in.
Maybe they'll give us some more of those fucking helicopters.
So we've agreed to sing a song.
I think I'm going to bail out.
For the, what's it called? Something Comedy Jam.
I'm going to sing it, but I'm going to probably have
And so we agreed months ago. Rain and I
printed
out the words to the song. I don't want to say what song we're singing. Rich has not learned the words.
I've been looking at it. I just can't. I'm not good at memorizing.
Well, go, you know, play the song, you know, when you're in your car, play the song.
Well, I'll do the chorus.
You don't even know the chorus. Dude, you don't know any of it.
If you ever call me dude again, like we're fucking college roommates.
Dude. Is that all I had to do to get rid of you this whole time? Yeah, no, it's insane. And I can't sing at all.
Yeah, I'm worse.
I know, but it was going to be fun for us to do it together.
I'll do it.
I'm glad we didn't choose a song that you wanted to do because you still wouldn't have done it. You still wouldn't have memorized it. You always want to do stuff. You always want to be a part of stuff. You have such FOMO happening all the time.
What's FOMO?
What's FOMO? I've only told you 200 times. So I'm not telling you again.
Yeah. You asked me to go into New York with you the other night. Then you tell Liz I'm there because...
Liz and I have a funny relationship with you.
Whatever.
She goes, why is he here? And I go, oh, you know, FOMO. I mean, that's all it was. Yeah. Ha ha, a little laugh. What, people like it when I make fun of you. That's how we bond. You know how fucking horrified if Colin was there, and I've done it a couple times just to be a dick. Colin and Keith and Gary are, you know.
Gary was out of control attacking me the other night. I go, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning going, what did I do? Like he was.
Why?
Like,
well, can I finish my story?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then if I didn't say mean things about you, they would lose their minds. I've sat down before and been like, I love Rich so much. And they're like, get out.
No.
They can't handle it. They no. lose their minds. Yeah. I have to do it. It's like a public service thing. They like it. What was Gary doing?
Just making jokes and, you know, trying to trash me a little. He never does that. And he was like, I'm on fire. I go, yeah, wait till tomorrow morning. You wake up going, what did I do? Why did I attack?
Well, did you attack back?
No. Well, I called him, you know, Sir Lancelot or something. His hair was all wavy and stuff.
Mm, that's good.
You know, but I didn't really attack him. I'm not going to attack Aaron.
Sir Lancelot is almost a positive.
I know. Well, anyhow, what Gary was just feeling his oats the other night coming at me. I'm like, what?
Speak up.
He was coming at me. He was feeling his oats, man. See? Now you know what I deal with all the time.
I was showing you what a dick you are. See, you didn't like it.
You can't ever be wrong, ever.
I'm never, okay, I'm wrong all the time.
No.
But not with you. I just am not. I'm just not always, wrong with you.
You're always wrong. It's almost crazy. Like
I'm always wrong?
No, you're wrong a lot with me. And I pointed out somehow you twisted around. I really did
to just be a dick to you.
If I could make a movie, I couldn't make a movie about how crazy you are because no one could even comprehend.
What, Richard?
How fucking good was that movie?
Richard.
Well, listen.
Quiet down.
I'm not looking at your...
My what?
Your acting abilities. You trying to act on what? The podcast. You're trying to be crazy. Trying to be a crazy person.
this whole fucking marriage is an act.
Oh, that's real fucking nice.
Could be worse.
You know what? I'll give you
Could be worse.
I'm going to give you your out if you
want
to.
I don't want out because I think it could be worse.
Well, yeah.
This is fine. I'm accepting it. I've accepted it.
You think you would have done better?
About 4 years in, I said, you know what? You're in or you're out. And I said, all right, I'm in. I laid in bed one night and I said, come on, what are you? You're a pussy? You can't take it? You in or you're out? And I said, no, bitch, I'm in. I'm going to make this guy fucking wish he was dead. I ain't giving this fucking asshole a divorce. No fucking way. Gonna make him suffer.
I remember when we first got married, you go, get divorced. I don't want anything of yours. I don't want you. Take it
I
out.
I don't need anything of yours.
You do. I'd give you half of everything, but you would try to take it all. I know women. You would clean me. I'd be
do
in
you
a
really,
trailer.
Do you know me at all? Do you know me at all?
Yes.
Have I ever been a weird about money in any way?
No.
If I've tried to get money from you,
no.
tried to like
no,
take your cash. You gave me rings. I gave them back. You made them.
I didn't
into
give
your
back.
Thing.
He said, "But I want you to start wearing that again."
But if I was into money, I would keep the jewelry for myself.
Why don't you
money.
Wear that ring again? I want you to wear it.
Rich, answer the question.
What
do I have any
no.
kind of gold digging thing going
no,
on?
But if
at
we got
all
for survival, if we got divorced, you would have to. I would give you. Half.
Stop it! First of all. Stop, take put your glass back on. I don't like it when you do that. Like you're thinking, like you're not. You just said you would try. I know women, which A, you don't. You don't really. Don't ever say that again. You don't know women.
I do know women.
You don't.
I've been surrounded by women my whole life.
Yeah, and you still don't know anything about them.
Get out. All I have.
I'll be like, oh, I have my period. No, you don't.
I
you
never
mansplained
no.
how when my period comes to
no.
me.
No.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. So stop. You don't know. You don't know.
I know women.
You don't know.
I have three daughters.
I know, but you don't know anything about it. You've just, you have no learning curve. You've chosen not to take it in.
It was my ex-wife's birthday today. I text her happy birthday.
That's nice.
Rich Voss.
Aw. And did she text back?
She said, I go, happy birthday, Rich Voss. And she said, text back, thank you, Rich Voss.
Uh-huh.
Because I forgot it was her birthday, but then I saw a picture on Facebook with Jessica wishing her mom a happy birthday. So I thought it'd be nice if I wished her a happy birthday.
Aww.
Is that nice?
I think it is.
Yeah,
she's
I'm a nice
pretty
guy.
Funny. A little funny comeback.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Terrific.
I'm a nice guy. See, you say I'm a mean guy, but I'm a nice guy.
Stop it. Can you only be one thing? Or are you a complex human being?
I know women.
You don't know women.
Ask me any question about a woman. About a lady.
What color are my eyes?
Brown, hazel. Come on,
I think I've asked you that before.
Ask me anything about women, how they act.
I don't want to do this. You love doing this because then you get attention. No,
no I don't get attention. I can answer.
Oh, ask me.
No, go ahead.
All right. Oh, is it my turn to go? No.
Ask me three questions and I'll get two out of three right.
You're disgusting. Okay. No. What were we talking about before? Oh, you got to take it back because you said, I know you. You would try to take all the money.
You, not you as a person. As a mother and a survival.
See, you don't know me.
You would, if we got divorced, you wouldn't go, okay, just get in your car. Go goodbye.
I don't care.
Where would
I
you
honestly,
go?
If it was enough for me to fucking divorce you, if I was like, this guy's abusive or shitty or whatever, and I got to get out, I would just get out. I know me. I would just get out.
I'm never abusive, verbally or physically.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, oh. I know men. I know men. They are. You'll become abusive. I know it. That's how men are. Not you personally, but just, you know. That's how you sound.
No.
Yes.
No. I know women. I know survival.
I'm a woman, and I'm the woman
what are you,
you
Helen
should know
Reddy?
The most. Well, you're acting like I some
I
kind
know
of fucking
you.
Gold digger.
No, not
I
at
don't.
All.
If
no.
I wanted money, Rich, you,
you're
I wouldn't be
crazy.
Married to you.
What are you talking about? First of all, I didn't say you personally.
I choose certain things in my life for certain reasons. I have priorities, whether I intellectually knew them when I was younger or not. My priorities never, ever have had anything to do with money. That's one of my fucking problems.
Yeah.
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 Then why? It's something I'm trying to get over.
Why'd you say we want to be millionaires by the end of the month?
Because I changed my mind. Last month, I changed my mind. I said, why am I living in fucking abject poverty here?
You're not in poverty.
Both hilarious. One of us is smart. We should have more.
We're both smart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Can't Take the Joke.
I got the joke, but I'm more street smart and more fucking.
Oh, stop it. I'm fine. You can be everything you want to be. You're better than me in every fucking way.
Better.
I don't care. That's not my issue.
I'm better than you.
I know which way is up. Okay.
I'm not trying to be better than you.
Are you kidding me?
What?
The weirdness with you does not start and stop with the fact that it has to be either you on top or equal. Listen, if I were to go, I'm a better skier than you.
Yes, I know. I'm not a skier. You used to teach skiing. You're probably great at skiing. I would like to go with you and learn a little more about it. What?
You said you're never going skiing again.
I'm not, but if I was to go, I would go with you.
Well, you used to be terrible, right?
No, I was good.
Oh, there we go. Here it is. Here it is.
But I wasn't as good as you. I wasn't bad. I was athletic growing up. I played sports. I was athletic. I used to skateboard all over town, from one end of town to the other on a skateboard. If I had to go somewhere, I mean, I'd fly on my skateboard. Okay,
this is what I thought was going to happen when I first asked you, but you were a little too on the, you knew I was fishing for something.
No, I didn't know you
were
fishing
for anything.
But
if I would say, I'm a better skier than you, you'd be like, maybe a little skateboarding though. Man, that was good. I knew you were going to go with something else. You turned the corner.
I'm just saying you always have
to come out on top.
No, I don't have to come out on top. I didn't say I was a better skateboarder than you. I'm just saying I was athletic. See how you're twisting things? I said I was athletic. So I played basketball, football, baseball. I couldn't ice skate. I could ice skate forward. Do you think people are
interested in this? Honestly.
I couldn't roller skate backwards.
Let's go through all the sports that Rich is good at.
You know, it's good at pool.
Honestly, think about you. You're a different person. You're living by yourself.
What the fuck? All right, go ahead.
God, in an apartment, right?
Yeah.
And you're listening to a podcast because you let your cable lapse. Okay. And this is what you hear. Somebody on the podcast is telling about what sports they're good at. How do you react to that?
I would go, that's fucking cool, man.
No, you're not being honest. You're just trying to answer the question to make yourself look good.
I listen to sports radio. I listen to golf radio.
And do they just list sports that they're good at? I don't think they do. You know what? I haven't listened to a lot of sports radio, but I've never heard them just list the sports they're good at.
No, some golfers go on interviews, goes, yeah, I used to play baseball or football or whatever. Now I'm a golfer. I'm listening. I'm going interesting stuff. Okay. I'm just saying, you go to me, you say to me, were you a good skier? I wasn't on a ski team, but I could ski. Okay. I couldn't go down in Aspen, the major hill, you know, where the ski team, I kind of panicked on that, but I used to go to, you know, Vernon Valley. I went to Killington in Vermont and I skied, but it wasn't an everyday, you know, I did here and there. But I was, you know, I was athletic. We grew up playing sports where I grew up in my neighborhood. That's all we did was play sports. You know, you could tell I'm good. I taught my daughters how to play basketball.
Is this the kind of thing you're going to talk about on your first date with your 35-year-old girlfriends? Oh, they'll be just enraptured with you. God, they'll be like, how? What did I do to deserve this? You're like this on a first date. You show them. You put your finger inside your fist. Like, tonight, baby.
And, on our first date, I told you how good in comedy I was.
Yeah, and I actually, see, this is where I made my errors in life. This is one of them. I found that so funny and refreshing because I thought you were slightly doing a character, not full blown, but enough that you were in on the joke. It was literally 10 years later before I realized you're not in on the joke. You're really just listing sports you're good at. That's really just truly who you are.
No,
there's no irony or satire to it. You're not like, I'm actually doing an impression of a douchebag.
I'm telling you the truth, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a time where it, like, the floor fell out from underneath me when I realized
you have a lot of sayings on this podcast.
I know. And the carpet was pulled out from underneath me when the trap door opened. No, where, and I know exactly when it happened. Do you know when it happened?
No, when did it happen?
It was the discussions. And I don't want to bring it up because I don't want you to, please don't comment on it. Don't say, that was a good idea.
Oh, about the basement?
The basement suite. That's when I was like, okay, this is not the person that I thought he was. This is not the man that I thought I married. I had to really turn it around in my head and be like, could be worse. Could be worse.
What?
Because honestly, like, there are times where I'm like, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but sometimes I think your brain's not functioning properly.
That's not nice.
I don't mean that. I just mean you seem so dumb. Like, I'll be like, are you for real? Like,
I'm funny. I'm not funny.
You're very, very funny.
I kill on stage.
Well, that's the problem, is that sometimes that, and you seem so smart when you're doing comedy. Sometimes that, it seems, that's why it's hard for me to believe that you can say things or do things or not see your own behavior. You're not very good at seeing yourself as others might see you.
Do you really think, though?
Do you think that's true?
I see myself perfectly, but do you really think that
you've He's done even good at seeing himself. You're probably better than most people.
Perfectly. But do you really think we've done 10,000 hours of comedy? You know, they say that no one's really doing 10,000 hours of whatever to be great at something.
Well, you count podcasts and then you're right up there.
No, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours to be good at something.
No, that's not, I mean,
to
I
be
do.
An want, expert to be great.
Oh, I did an interview today. I almost snapped on the fucking lady.
What was the interview for?
Print, because I'm doing a show in Tucson, Arizona on May 8th.
What made you get started in comedy? No.
She said to me, she goes, were you funny as a kid or funny? I go, you know what? I'm not going to answer that. I go, you know, because people get the wrong impression of that they think they're a comic. I go, a lot of people are funny at home. A lot of people are funny at work, but it does not make you a comic.
Yeah.
I go.
You have to be funny to strangers, first of all.
I go,
most people are being funny to people who already know them. That's a much easier task.
I go, you know, these people that are ex-porn stars or actors, they're not comics. It takes years and years to be a good comic.
Also, I wonder if they ask porn stars.
Yeah, were you fucking?
When you were a kid?
I'm just so sick of these fucking hack stock questions, you know. And I'm sick of
working at a like mom and pop fucking newspaper, aren't they?
I mean, honestly, you would think
I'm interviewing a comedian who's been doing it for 30 years. I'm sure they've heard all these questions before. Let me try to find out something interesting. They're so lazy.
She goes, "Who do you compare yourself to?" I go, "Nobody."
Yeah,
nobody. I mean, you know. Who do I compare myself to? There's people I've looked up to. She goes, why should people, I mean.
They always say that. Why should anyone come see you? Yeah, don't.
You
should just do the most insane interview to these newspapers. What? Because one person comes because of it? Yeah, it's not like.
I told her I was.
90% of the people come to the club because they know about the club.
They're
on the mailing list, or they know the comedian and they've seen your posts.
Yeah, she goes, what can I write that will make people come? And I go, I'm better than Game of Thrones. I said, I'm better than Game of Thrones. I haven't seen that, she said. I go, it's a pretty hot show.
Yeah.
But you should just
be very straight, give the craziest answers that you can. And then when it comes out, you can put it on your Instagram or something. It's
like
funny.
What kind of answers? What made you start comedy?
I broke my toe. I'm not gonna end it.
Did your parents think you were funny?
My parents used to beat me, and the only way that I could come, you know, have any perspective on it was to in my room by myself make jokes about it. Of course, if they heard me making jokes about it or laughing, they would beat me more. So I had to really
that
worked well to my deadpan delivery.
Were you funny at work amongst your peers at work?
I never worked. Never worked.
You didn't have a job ever?
And I don't think of myself as, I think of myself as someone who doesn't have peers. Like I'm a little bit better than everyone.
Did you start working the clubs right from the beginning? Well, no, who did you?
Did I start working the clubs? Doesn't everybody? I mean.
No, they do. People do. Who do you compare yourself to?
Your mom.
Did you look up to anybody when you started comedy?
I look up to your dad's ball sack.
Why? What were you doing with my dad?
He was the first open mic. His cock was my first open.
Yeah, but these fucking questions, really.
I know, and who wants to hear that answer? Who's like reading the paper like, but even if that's your job, like you must know those are hacky questions.
That's what I'm saying.
A chef, what got you started in cooking? Food?
Yeah, that's what I said to her. I go, she said to me, you know, were you funny at home? I go, you know, you don't say to a doctor, hey, when you were a kid, were you taking out splinters?
Yeah.
You know?
I said that too?
Yeah, yeah. I
said God, you really schooled her.
I was mad because, you know, they do no fucking research. They have the dumbest questions. Whatever. I go, look, you know, to be good at what you do, you got to do it forever. I go, I know good comedy. I know good and bad comedy. I know it. I've seen it. I know, you know, I've been in this business for 35 fucking years.
Yeah.
You know what? I could look, you know, and just, I almost hung up when she said, were you funny at home? Yep. Oh boy. During my parents' divorce, they used to sit me down and go, do five.
Well, I watched an interview because Deadpool 2, we liked.
I love that.
It was so funny.
I watched an
interview with the director, and he was being asked like the most lamest questions like that, where, you know, and then he would answer this question or whatever, and he'd kind of be interesting. And the person never was like, that's the thing, but, you know,
yeah, they
something
off the question, move on to the next
and
one.
And then it's like, they didn't even hear you answer. And they just like,
it's like when Jerry Lewis got really pissed off in that interview.
Did you ever see the Joan Rivers one where she was plugging her book and the woman who was interviewing her, what was it on HLN maybe? And the woman who was interviewing her was like, sometimes you're a little caustic or, you know, you're offensive. And Joan Rivers goes, you know what? You shouldn't be interviewing comics. That's just, this is not a good job for you. You shouldn't be interviewing comics. Like you're consumed with being negative. And that's not what, you know, she got really mad at her and took her mic off and left.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Google that. The Joan Rivers interview where she walked out.
That's a good saying for now on.
What?
Someone says something, you go, Google that.
Probably people do say that.
Google that.
Google that.
Google that, motherfucker. Anyhow, we got to run. Listen, this week we're going to be at fucking Moon Tower.
Moon Tower, baby.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, doing a million shows. My Wife Hates Me podcast with a special marriage counselor.
Can't we say who it is?
Oh,
Sean Patton.
Sean Patton.
Sean Patton.
Funny motherfucker, man.
Single guy is going to give us marriage advice. I'd love to. I can't wait to hear it.
And we're doing Would You Bang Him? We're doing other shows.
With a lot of good, really
Radio
good people.
Radio Friday Morning, the True TV Barbecue.
On Friday, you got a lot going on. I'm bringing Raina. Oh, I have to do the comedy jam. Oh, God.
Me, her, and Raina. I'm doing backup.
You're not coming on stage.
Yeah,
if you don't learn the words, you're not coming on stage.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like you couldn't wait one more minute? We're almost done. We're so close.
Yeah, so far.
I will be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey, Vinnie Brand Stress Factory, on May 16th, 17th, and 18th. So go get your tickets for that because Saturday night is going to sell out.
It should be great.
And I want everyone to come and see me do my new hour.
May 4th, I'll be at the Newtown Theater, Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's good theater. That's the one I did with Carmen Lynch.
Yeah, it's great. I love that place.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You know,
and it's not far. It's like an hour.
I know. You got to go to the back roads. There's so many cool fucking places.
We did.
Did you go over to Washington Crossing?
Yes.
Did you see all that historic site?
Yes.
For real?
I'm not lying because we were.
There's like a lot of bed and breakfasts down there and stuff.
Yes, because I was with Adrian, who came with me, and she was like, oh my God, I've been here before. And I was like,
was it light out so you could see it?
It's still a little light, yeah.
And you could see where Washington, the Delaware. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not where you cross the Delaware, but.
No, that was the Potomac.
Was you it? Fucking idiot.
I don't know. Potomac. That was when I went to Washington. Why are you laughing at me?
What? Because it was famous Washington crossing Delaware.
I don't know about fucking.
The Potomac, you saw the river when you were going to D.C. Do you know the famous saying when Washington was crossing to Delaware?
You just said that's not where he crossed.
No, not that part of the Delaware. That was another part of the river he crossed.
Look, I'm an idiot. I only look smart next to you.
Did that look like a cool area to go for a day trip?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like for a date when after I die. We did just get our insurance, life insurance upped. We upped our life insurance.
I should have just paid $50,000 for the whole 10 years, got it over with, and then never have to worry about it again. Anyhow.
No, the point is if you die before, then you get your money.
The money back. You'll get that back if I died before then. Whatever. Oh. I don't know. Whatever she said to us. It was hard to concentrate. She was kind of good looking, so it was hard. I just said yes to her.
Oh, she's the type, the 35-year-old you're going to...
How old do you think she was? 30?
No, young, 30.
She was young, 30. But she was a real go-getter. I like that in a woman.
I'm starting to wonder maybe it might not be worse.
You think this is the worst it is?
Well, it's like so disgusting, honestly, when your husband is like, she's hot. Or
I didn't say she was hot.
No, almost every podcast you say some girl is hot.
No.
Which is fine. You're allowed to look, but I don't
say
understand
hot,
why I have to deal with it.
You don't.
Why do I have to like put up with some man saying that in front of me? Like,
you're the hottest. I tell everybody.
I don't care. Whatever. Stop doing it. If I did it to you, you'd lose your fucking shit.
No, I wouldn't.
It was hard to concentrate. She was hot.
I didn't say hot.
And also, it's like gross.
And
it's like some young woman is in our house. And
first of all, I was only kidding.
I know you're joking. But it's a gross, it's not a funny joke.
Okay,
who's your audience? Who's your audience here?
I don't know.
Me.
Oh. All right. Don't make your eyes big because then I don't know what you're doing. You look like
it's just insane.
All right,
it's
I won't
like
do it again. I won't
you're
do
always
it.
Like, don't lust after young girls. It's gross.
I don't lust.
Oh, you're always like, oh, this girl is really hot. She's a comedian. She's opening for me. Oh, this
girl
is really
hot. I didn't say hot. I never said any
whatever.
Hot girls. I don't say that. Don't
well,
put words
they are
in my
hot. So obviously we know.
I see. I've used all different types of people open for me, all different types of girls, all different types of guys, all different types of races. I do not prejudice myself when it comes to my opening acts. I do what's best for the show. And what I think is best for me to go on after.
Okay, well, listen, just cut it out.
All right.
It's gross.
All right, I was a dumb joke. I'm sorry. There's no reason for you to sit here and make that kind of face and open your eyes like that. You go like that.
I'm not allowed to open my eyes now?
I think that show, second season of Barry started.
It's the kind of thing we do after, we could probably talk about when we're done.
Loved fucking Deadpool 1 and 2. How come I didn't waited so long to watch them both? I was watching Deadpool 2 in the gym on the treadmill.
Are you this, honestly?
I was laughing out loud.
I'm at the Stress Factory, May 18th, 19th.
All right,
May 17th, 16th, 17th, 18th.
All right. Thank you. It could be worse.
Could
go
be
to
worse.
RichVoss.com. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally
asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.